Lesson 41, Persuasion. Key sentences. 752. I do think you should think it over.
753. You better go and explain it to her.
754. Don't you think that's a better idea?
755. Can I persuade you to reconsider his proposal?
756. If I were you, I would not hesitate a second.
757. Surely, the most sensible thing would be to talk to the boss directly.
758. I can assure you it won't work.
759. Don't forget he's the boss here.
760. I just don't see why we shouldn't have a try.
761. Do let me have a try.
762. You've got to take quality into consideration.
763. All things considered, he's the best man for the job.
764. You really ought to let her decide.
765. Come on, give him a chance.
766. Don't tell her about this, for God's sake.
767. I'll go along with you.
768. There's something in what you said.
769. I take your point.
770. That doesn't sound very possible to me.
771. I think that's out of the question.
772. I doubt if it will work in any case. Dialogue A. Hello, Mark. How are you getting on?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad. How do you see your future?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean you've been doing this job for 8 years. Don't you want to change?
I don't know. I'm quite happy with the present job. The boss is kind. The people in our office are so nice to work with. And the most important thing is, I've got a very good salary.
We need a sales manager. The position has been vacant since last month. I'm sure you could do well, so I think you should apply for it.
I never thought of that before you mentioned it.
If I were you, I wouldn't hesitate a second. I would go to the boss and mention this directly to him.
That doesn't sound very possible to me.
Dialogue B.
Louis, would you like to smoke?
Thanks, but I haven't had a cigarette since October 1st.
You've quit?
Yes. Actually, I've never smoked as much as you do, so it wasn't difficult for me to give it up.
I'm really hooked on these cigarettes. I know it's a bad habit, but I can't help it.
So long as you make up your mind to quit, it shouldn't be too difficult.
But you see, smoking means something to me. It's already become a part of my life.
At first, we didn't think much of it. So many girls smoked, and it became a fashion. We just followed it. When it became our habit, we found it difficult to kick off.
That's true. I tried several times to give it up, but failed every time.
That's not good to you. You could at least cut it down.
That sounds like a reasonable idea.
Dialogue C. Do you really want to quit the job, David?
Sure. I can't stand this. That's not fair.
Don't get so excited, David. Think it over before you submit your resignation to the manager.
Just look. I've worked here for 5 years, but I've never got a pay raise. Jack came to work here at the same time as me, but he's got 2 raises.
If I were you, I wouldn't complain about that. The situation is different.
What's the difference? He's got an MBA. Is that the difference?
I think that's an important difference.
But I work very hard, even harder than many other people in the company.
Then you'd better go and talk to the boss about this and see what he will say. You have to take a chance.
I don't think it will work.
I just don't see why you shouldn't have a try. Dialogue D. Let's go now, Carl, or it'll be too late.
I really don't want to go. I have so many things on hand.
Come on. We haven't had such a lovely day for a long time. It's high time to go out. If I were you, I would leave the things till tomorrow and enjoy ourselves first.
Don't you remember that saying, never leaves today's work for tomorrow?
That's your excuse. It'd be a pity if you don't come with us.
I don't think so. I don't find it interesting going out at this time. I'd rather stay at home.
Dialogue E. How are the two interviews?
I'm not sure. They all told me to wait.
What did the first interviewer ask you?
He asked me about my working experience and what my present job is and why I want to change.
What did you say?
I told him I've been a receptionist in a travel firm and I want a better job, so I want to go into management.
Did he ask you about your qualifications?
Yes.
I'm sure he'll be satisfied with your qualifications.
The second is the position of property manager. They seem to be satisfied with my qualifications and general experience. They asked me if I could organize a team of 10.
Surely the most sensible thing would be to wait for a couple of days. If you don't get any reply, phone and ask them.
I guess you could be right.